You're listening to SBS News.
There isn't a whole lot of space in here.
This is Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti.
For a sleeping bag and for us to sleep.
She's at the International Space Station, describing her sleeping quarters at the Futura mission.
Most importantly, we have two laptops in here.
It was this mission 6 years ago where she broke the record for the longest single spaceflight by a woman. Ms. Cristoforetti is one of only two women the European Space Agency has ever sent to space. It's an imbalance the agency is now seeking to redress in just their fourth ever call for applicants since 1978. French astronaut Thomas Pesquet is about to make his second flight to orbit later this month. He says the only guaranteed way to miss out on this selection is not to apply.
Too many people are not going to apply, for example, to an astronaut selection because they think it's really too hard and it's for a different kind of different breed of people. It's not true. I mean, it's not true, and I hope I'm a proof of this. We're all normal people. There's an amount of luck that's involved. You have to be at the right place at the right time. There's a lot of criteria, a lot of boxes that you have to tick. But the first one and the most important one is apply to the selection.
In this latest search for future astronauts, the ESA is particularly interested in having a team that's more gender diverse. Of the more than 560 people who've flown to space, only 65 have been women. In the 1950s, when NASA first contemplated sending people into space, they initially called for men who were shorter than 5'11". But US President at the time, Dwight Eisenhower, insisted on making it a requirement that only military test pilots be eligible. It was this requirement that effectively blocked women from applying. ESA Director of Human and Robotic Exploration, David Parker.
Traditionally, in the past, astronauts have often been test pilots, and indeed, qualified test pilots are eligible for this call for astronauts. But equally, living and working aboard the space station, we're looking for also a much broader set of possible skills in science or technology or medicine. The type of people who are going to undertake the scientific experiments aboard Columbus, be adaptable enough to prepare for missions to go into deep space, maybe towards the moon. And also they're going to be ready themselves to be test subjects for the medical experiments.
The agency also believes that the time has come for space to be accessible to people with physical disabilities. Human Resources business partner Antonella Costa says ESA's pilot project is a European first.
Diversity and inclusiveness are key values at ESA. For the first time in human history, ESA will be selecting one or more persons with certain classes of physical disabilities who will take part in the ESA Paraastronaut Feasibility Project.
Based on categories set by the International Paralympic Committee, the agency will consider applications from people with a lower limb deficiency, extreme leg length differences, and a stature of less than 130 centimetres. ESA's head of medicine, Guillaume Wiertz, shares some of the qualities he's looking for from candidates.
We don't make a difference between the professional qualities that the people need to have in order to become professional astronauts, either with or without disabilities. At the end, there is a lot to be performed. The training is intense. There is a lot of travels being involved. There is a lot of separation with the families. All in all, we need to have people who are both flexible, hard workers, resilient, and in good health. That's what we are looking for.
Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano was one of six candidates who applied for the agency's last selection in 2008. He's flown on two orbit missions since. As the agency begins looking for its next generation of explorers, Mr. Parmitano has a word of advice.
One thing that if I could go back, I would tell myself from 10 years ago is to just be relaxed and be myself. There is nothing that I could have done differently. The selection process, or what's going on right now, is not the time to try and change, to try to improve, to try to be a different person. I think I would have been a lot more relaxed and in trying to show who I am, what I'm capable of doing, and what my background and experience was. So my recommendation would be this, just be yourself. If you want to be an astronaut, you already have what it takes.
ESA officials predict the application process will take around 18 months. They're hoping to announce 4 to 6 new space cadets by October next year. Nadine Silva, SBS News.